Om Shanti. Today is Wednesday, 27th June 2018. Magic of blessing. Blessing. May you be a courageous soul who makes Maya lose her courage with your thoughts of courage. May you be a courageous soul who makes Maya lose her courage with your thoughts of courage. Explanation. When you children constantly have one strength and one support. Ek bal, ek bharosa. When you children constantly have one strength and one support and have thoughts of courage that you have to be victorious. When you children have courage, then they always experience father's help. With courage, they become worthy of receiving help. Maya lost her courage in front of thoughts of courage. Those who have weak thoughts and wonder whether it will happen or not, whether they will be able to do it or not, such thoughts invoke Maya. Therefore, always have thoughts filled with zeal, enthusiasm and courage, and you will be said to be a courageous soul. So, what was yesterday's blessing? Anyone remembers? What was yesterday's blessing? And by zeal and enthusiasm, what you will get? What you will achieve? You will be a victorious soul. So, yesterday Baba was saying, to become a victorious soul, we need zeal and enthusiasm. So today Baba is saying, if we want to become a courageous soul, if we will do courage, we will become a victorious soul. So today Baba has added one more thing in that we need a courage. With zeal and enthusiasm, we need courage. So by this, we will become a victorious soul. So yesterday Baba was speaking about how we can conquer Maya. And yesterday Baba was saying something else. But today Baba has added one more point in that we need courage. So if we see courage, so what do you mean by courage? Courage is a habit. Many people don't have courage by childhood when they born. But courage is a habit. When we start to do the courageous thing, automatically the sanskar develop in us. Just like if we start to swim, we learn swimming. So same thing, if we do the courageous things, the courage start to develop within us. So today Baba is saying, when you children constantly have one strength and one support and have one thought of courage, that you have to be victorious. When you children have courage, they always experience the father's help. With courage, they become worthy of receiving help. Now Baba always says in the Murli, take one step of courage and Baba will help you by 1000 step. Himmat ka ek kadam bachon ka aur 1000 kadam baap ke, madad ke 1000 kadam baap ke. So we have to take courage. So as I told that courage is a thing that we can develop within us by doing the courageous things. To do the courageous things, we have to come out of from our comfort zone. And here Baba is saying, Maya lost her courage in front of thoughts of courage. So here Baba is speaking about the power of thought. If our thought is weak, then we cannot do anything. Just like I wrote here, courage. So if we want to make courage or if we want to build courage in our life, what we have to do? So first C. C means confidence. We have to increase our confidence level. If we don't have confidence in ourselves, if we don't have confidence in Baba, if we don't have faith in Brahmin family, we cannot achieve anything in our life. So, to develop courage, we need confidence in ourselves, we need confidence in Baba, faith in Baba, in Srimad, Baba, Srimad, and everything. So, first of all, we need C is for confidence. Then is O. O means optimist. We have to be optimist that whatever Baba is giving to us or whatever we are doing in our Brahmin life, we will get the success in that. So we have to be optimist. Of course, many times it happens that we may get failure, we might fail in our task, but we don't have to worry for that. But I always have that optimism. Baba always says in the Murli that you are the children who have achieved the success in last kalpa, and in this kalpa also you will receive the success. So we have to be optimistic that I am the only that soul who has done the thing in last kalpa, and in this kalpa also I can do it. So we have to be optimist. Then you means underline your specialities. Don't think about the weaknesses, but think about our specialities. Just 2 days ago we have a very good class in Hindi that love yourself. So love yourself means how we can love yourself. Think about others, not others, but think about ourselves only, that what kind of specialities we have. Baba always says in the Murli that each of my child have so much specialities. None of my child is like that who don't have any kind of specialities, but each of Baba's child has at least one speciality is there. As compared to outside the people, we have the specialities. There is one slogan that you are a unique actor in this world. If you are comparing yourself with others, it means you are insulting yourself. So we have so much specialities in ourselves. So always focus on our specialities. Instead of focusing on our weakness, focus on specialities. So underline your specialities. What are my specialities are? You know, if you know that when our dadis and other seniors came in the yagya, they don't know anything, but Baba has given them the responsibility that you have to do that, and from that only so many specialities started to come within them. So we have to start, we have to think about our specialities, not about our weakness, but our specialities. Then next one is R. R means responsibility. We have to take responsibility. We have to work like a leader. As I gave the example that when dadis has come or other our seniors came in the yagya, they don't know anything. Is our dadis had done any management course or any MBA course, anything from any university? No, but how they manage everything? Because when we take the responsibility, automatically Baba gives us the strength, Baba gives us the powers, and from that powers we can handle the things, we can become a leader. So don't think that I cannot do the things, but become a leader, take the responsibility. So R for responsibility. Next one is A. A means attention. Give attention always on our goal only, that what goal I have selected and what I have to do for that. Many times Baba says in the Murli that we children took the oath, we are taking oath, we promise Baba, but after few days what happened? It goes down and down. Why? Because we are not revising our promise, we are not repeating our promise. So Baba is saying, every day during Amrit Vela, revise your promises with Baba, or whatever promises we had did with ourselves, that what I have to do in Brahmin life. So by giving attention, it's like we are giving the water to that seed of promise, and then the tree will grow. So we have to give the attention, we have to be mindful that what promises I had do, or what goal I had selected in my life, and what I have to do for that. So that about aim is attention. Then G means get out of your comfort zone. Yesterday only we have a very good class in Hindi that how to come out from our comfort zone. Expanding comfort zone. So we have selected, or we have done, means already chosen that this is my area and I have to work in that area only. We are not trying to, or we are not ready to come out from our comfort zone. So if we want to do something new, if we want to do something different from other people, we have to expand our comfort zone. So G means get out from your comfort zone. And then next one is E. E means embrace your fear, or be in enthusiasm. Baba says in yesterday's Murli, be always in zeal and enthusiasm. So we have to think that how I can bring zeal and enthusiasm in our Brahmin life. When we are new in Gyan, we have so much enthusiasm. But slowly when we progress, when we go ahead, so we start to see others, that look at to that brother, look at to that sister, she is in 10 years in Gyan, he is 20 years in Gyan, but still he is doing that kind of things. So all those things is responsible to to decrease our enthusiasm. So we have to do such kind of things that it should develop zeal and enthusiasm in our life. So as Baba was saying here about the courage, Those who have weak thoughts and wonder whether it will happen or not, whether they will be able to do it or not, such thought invokes Maya. Baba says that if we have any kind of weak thought, so those thought invokes Maya. So if we see the whatever somans Baba has given to us, that all tamas somans are in a positive manner only. Baba always says that you are a victorious soul, you are a pure soul. Baba never says that you are an impure soul. You are not an impure soul means you are a pure soul only. But Baba always gives the positive affirmation only. So here Baba is speaking about the thoughts that if we have any kind of weak thought that whether I can do it or not, so such thought invoke Maya. Therefore, always have thoughts filled with zeal, enthusiasm and courage. You will be said to be a courageous soul. So always have that thought in our mind that I am the soul who had did the thing in our last kalpa, in this thing in last kalpa, and in this kalpa also I can do the thing. So always have that courage. So as I told that courage is a state, means is a habit. We can develop that, or we can, as we start to do the courageous things, the automatically courage will start to come in our life. The largest part of developing courage is having faith in ourselves, having faith in Baba, the divine power, and the faith in the Brahmin family, and the faith in the things which we are doing, that after doing that things, surely I will get the success in that. So this is about today's my blessing. So we'll just revise about the courage. So first C1 is confidence. We need the confidence. Second is O. O means optimist. Optimist in ourself, optimist in Brahmin life, optimist in Baba's knowledge. And then U. U means underline your speciality. Don't think about the weaknesses, but just underline your specialities. Then R. R means responsibility. Take the responsibility. Become a leader. Then A. A means attention. Attention on our goal. What goal we had chosen in our life, in our Brahmin life. We have to always give the attention. Means repeat, revise your promises all the time. And then G. G means get out from your comfort zone. If you want to do something else, something extra, we have to do something extra. We have to come from our comfort zone. And then next is E. Embrace your fear. Don't think that I cannot do the things. Welcome to fear. Baba always says, no, the storms which comes, think that is not a storm, but this is a gift. Tufan ko tofa samjho. So this is a gift, whatever the things are coming in my life. So embrace your fear and try to always in enthusiasm. So we can have the courage by these few things, and we can get the success, and we can become a victorious soul in our Brahmin life. Om Shanti.